What's up? Welcome back to Case Studies with Luke Dabbs. You know what you're getting into. Let's go ahead and roll the intro music and get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about JonBenet Ramsey. Ramsey was an American child beauty queen who was strangled and found dead in her basement at the age of six. But today we're going to be talking about what happened in the case. The victim who was involved, when and where it happened, the certain evidence that was presented in the case, the outcome of the trial, and any things that happened. And we're going to reflect on the whole situation. Yeah, so today we're going to figure out what happened. So basically, Ramsey was an American child beauty queen who was found strangled in her basement at the age of six. Ramsey was found by her father in the basement just 8 hours after she had been reported missing. And her mother was the main suspect to the crime for a long amount of time. And it was a sad tragedy. So yeah, as we went over, the victim was JonBenet Ramsey, and her mother, Patsy Ramsey, was the main suspect, and her father was considered an accomplice almost, but basically measured as a key factor since he was the one who found the body in their basement. Now we're going to talk about when and where it happened. The crime was on Christmas Day, so December 25th, 1996, in Boulder, Colorado, where the Ramsey family home was. And Ramsey's body was found in her family's basement by her father around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So now we're going to talk about the evidence that was found. Evidence included the ransom note left on the kitchen staircase, which proved to be rather long. It was around 2 pages. That was a certain handwriting, cursive, that neither of the parents owned up to it being them. The 911 call was part of the evidence, and as well as the initial search for Ramsey went during the 8-hour period that she was reported missing before her the discovery of her body. Blood samples were also taken, as well as DNA found on the body. The reason the main suspect was a suspect was the amount of evidence that was found. There was very little, and that raised suspicions, as well as the ransom note not having anyone else's fingerprints on it but the mother. The initial suspect did not have a motive, but definitely had the means and opportunity to commit the crime. The outcome of the case, nobody was found guilty of any charges. But in late 2008, DNA tests did find signs of DNA from an unknown male, which the DNA did not match either the parents. As a result of those findings, parents were dropped as suspects, and were not charged with anything. Now we're going to talk about why we think this case is famous. Personally, I believe the case became popular among the media because of the little amount of evidence that was found and how much suspicion it raised towards the parents and anyone else who was involved, and to why people may have thought that it was a setup, or it could have been just the parents wanting to get rid of their kids and finding a way to escape having to deal with the legal outcomes of that decision. Alright, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Make sure to come back next week and listen to the case study that we got. Should be an interesting one. Thanks and bye.